That was the last one, so that meeting is adjourned. The LC meeting reconvened.
I'm sorry, which, what have they been voting on?
Nine. Bylaws amendment number 5, 6, and 9 were passed and rate was repeated.
And say that again? And
8. 5, 6, and 9 were passed, 8 was repeated.
Okay.
I believe we're still within the general manager's report and public comment to that.
Mr. Chair, point of order. Did you reconvene the regular meeting?
Yes. Yes.
So we don't have to do a roll call?
No.
Okay.
Public comment?
Well, we'll miss the general manager's report and then public comment. Okay, all right. Q&A is what Bernard says, because we submitted the written report. So why don't we take questions and comments from the listeners?
What are we doing, sir?
Questions from the
how does this relate to go forward or not go forward on the solar panels? Is that part of the Q&A discussion? And if not, it's an alternative item.
Resolved that these matters decisions would simply be Q&A because the report was delivered ahead of time. And that's not this part of the agenda. As I understand it, they have to specifically just mention that it is a different part of the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, so are there listener questions first, since we've been taking a lot of time for...
No. Listeners coming?
No. Questions.
No. Questions, yes.
Q&A and then public comments. So
can you allow the manager
to
report?
Lawrence, I don't do a report now because it gets sent out ahead of time. This was moved and resolved by this LSB 2 meetings ago. This is just the Q&A based on that report.
Yeah. Okay, questions. Questions from the LSB.
I'm just going to say that technically, I only made a motion that you would send it to the LSB. I didn't make any other motions that you wouldn't report or you wouldn't, you know, it didn't include whether it would be a QA or a report. I just said you'll send it to the LSB. So that may have been your understanding, but that obviously isn't the rest of the board's understanding because they're not
having it. It used to say general manager reports, now it's general manager Q&A. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you can... You know, the board has to agree that that's what they want. You know.
That's what I understood they did.
Well, I wasn't sharing when the board isn't
Kind of confused. I wasn't sharing when the agenda was adopted, but the agenda was adopted with general manager Q&A as item 6 on the agenda, so that's what we're at. So are there further questions?
Yeah, we have a stack.
Yes. So, Brad, Ali. And then back around.
Could you say something briefly about the background of the agreement? Could you say something briefly, please, about the background of the agreement with the Skirball Center in the context of balance relationships and issues related to Palestinian people that we deal with?
Not without doing a little bit more research, Fred. I'm happy to do that for you.
Thank you.
Okay, Ali was next, followed by Lydia and Summer, and then Brenda.
Okay, a couple of questions on this report. On the first page, in regard to the transmitter and the report on that, do we have an estimated cost on the new transmitter and backup generator we're putting in place?
The total cost on that will be around $90,000, and the backup generator work has been completed and cost us just over $2,500.
Lydia?
I'm not. Okay. Can you reverse the word? I think you said first you said generator, which meant
transmitter. Generator is the bigger one, obviously. Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Wait, transmitter? Which one's bigger?
Sorry, I said transmitter first.
No, you said generator.
All right, I meant transmitter
right.
first. That's the big one.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the 90,000 and the generator. Right. Okay.
Thanks.
That's what I thought you meant, but you said generator.
All right. Ali has one. Okay, so this is $92,500 we're looking at. Is there a plan for how this is going to be paid, or what we're doing to pay this?
The initial part of this we budgeted in this year's budget, that's around $21,000. The rest of it, we have to find elsewhere.
Okay, so right now there's no plan for the additional $15,000.
It will have to come out of the general fund.
Okay. On underneath the operations report, there's a statement here about carpet being installed. It says your carpet donated by Bentley Prince Street has been installed. How much did we pay Bentley Prince Street to install the carpeting?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, only installed by them.
How much did we pay to have it installed?
Approximately
$1,200. $1,200? And then finally, about the air conditioner. Is there an estimated cost on the air conditioner work that we're looking at done?
Not yet. We're cost pretty close to it. So that should be a part of the decision.
Okay, I'll follow up later.
This is just in reference to the procedural question, is that governance has for a one company in particular in this last meeting had recommended, and John can speak to it, about not having the GM just read his report. It takes like an awful lot of time, whereas our questions really draw out the same things that are in the report, because we all wouldn't have read them, and that was why the agenda just had the question and answer.
Thank you. Just from a practical perspective, God bless the trees, but I would appreciate printed copies of the report being brought to the LSC. Because frankly, the onslaught of email, even when you send it, sometimes it may be buried under 600 emails that came in since yesterday, and most of us, and it would just be handy to facilitate the discussion to have a sufficient number of copies and maybe some for the public. So that just covers that. No big deal. Just copies at all means really helpful. I would like to know how we're doing in terms of producing documentation required by the auditors right now, since we're in the middle of the audit cycle. Are we, just because I don't see it in the report, I presume that you and Anthony have been working, supplying all that documentation?
Yeah, we're together at the moment.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. And then I had a follow-up question on the Occupy LA. Well, two things. I was somewhat bothered during this fund drive. I'm bothered frequently by things during fund drives, like hearing the same stuff. But I was bothered by hearing the only reason we're having a December fund drive is because we fell short in October. I have not tooled back through the email to see did we say we fell short in October or not. I don't remember. I have to go back to October. But this fund drive is planned in advance. It wasn't. It troubles me to have presentations of things that I just know to not be reality. And when we know in advance that the network is going to have a December fund drive and it gets discussed everywhere, I don't want to hear multiple hosts saying, we're just doing this because we didn't make enough money in October. I just feel like it makes me feel like people think we're not listening. I've got KPFK on 24 hours a day. I catch everything. And if I'm not, somebody in my house will lose a weight does. And it's just, it's not okay. It's a credibility gap for me. And on that same vein, I was somewhat bothered by the way we chose to use the Occupy movement to raise money during the height of it. Not that we didn't cover stuff, that's not the issue, but as a fundraising mechanism. I would like to see in a future report what was done with funds that were raised during the October period that specifically were pitched as raising money to donate to Occupy, which has now been evicted, so whatever didn't get donated, it's harder to figure out how to conduit that to things that would be representationally recognized as Occupy, particularly in light of some of the things that got broadcast this week that were very disturbing to most people in the Occupy movement on our airways. So all of that, I would like to see a report that says what we did with that. The fact that we're selling T-shirts that say Occupy, yes, I want to support Occupy, but I'm not comfortable with our station making money off of a movement unless specifically some of that benefit accrues to that movement. So I would like to see that in a future report. I don't expect to have all those answers now, but I would like to see maybe next month some wrap-up on where we're at with all of that, because it's a public credibility thing. Yeah.
No, I know that.
I'm sorry. We had this discussion earlier. Yes, things that are offered at premium. So that, and I'm glad when we are responsive to things that are going on, but I think particularly when they're people's movements, we need to be very careful how that we do that. So it's not just anything else. So thank you.
Then we'll learn from Leonard and Kim.
I had a question in regards to, on the first page, you talk about the information about people who would be eligible to cast ballots. And I was informed, I don't know, through the grapevine, I don't remember who it was, in regards to, like, gift subscriptions. Would you be able to clarify that information if whether or not people would be able to give gift subscriptions to their family members? Or that wouldn't qualify as, maybe my
turn. The network files the gift subscriptions don't count. You must join yourself as a member to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence, Leonard, Kim, and then Mr. McCormick.
Yeah, I think I want to address the whole issue about the solar project. My concern is that, you know, the motion was to do the research and bring back to the others the results of that research. And you know, I don't mean to upset you. I'm just trying to get clarification. And so that, in that respect, I think the solar project is a very noble idea, and I support it 100%. I support that, you know, the protection of the environment completely. But I have some concern that a lot of that money, especially the initial entering into a contract, was not bought, as far as I remember, maybe I wasn't on the LSP at that time, but it was not brought to my attention that was going to be undertaken. Because, to be honest with you, I'd rather us, you know, develop a news department, a local news department, because I believe that's going to grow our membership a little more rapidly than you know, it's all in the noble idea of the solo project.
Okay, that is a separate agenda item. We had two other people on the agenda.
Well, that's the question. It's not a separate agenda item. That was
a question for the budget.
Okay.
That's my question to Q&A to the general manager. So that's my question.
I agree.
That is a different agenda item. This is the manager's report. Q&A.
Okay, so on the original stack, we had Leonard and Kim, and then I'm opening up for listener comments. I'm not taking additional comments.
I think there's a clarification here. Is this meeting ending at 5
o'clock?
Okay, well, because I have the same issue in the sense that Lori said. I've been following a solar project that's like Frankenstein. It seems to have a life of its own. It can't seem to kill the damn thing. And Fred Blair comes over to my house to help me with something. He shows me something, which is a $200 device that you can hang in the damn parking lot and tell you the number of kilowatt hours. I see a process that I know progressive people have problems with running an organization efficiently, but I see something that everybody is against, and that keeps getting pushed. Solar does not necessarily mean motherhood and apple pie. If it's way too expensive, if it's put in a site that doesn't have anything to do with solar energy, where for 4 months out of the year there's no sun in that parking lot and there are mountains, and I'm wondering what kind of a moron, you know, thought this one up. Now, obviously my question to the GM is this. Bernard says he's for this project. I'd sure as hell like to know why.
Okay, I'll point out to Mr. Eisenberg that we spent a long time on tonight's agenda talking about something we wanted to add to the agenda, which made it impossible for us to get to the solar project. So I'll take the last comment from Kim, and then we'll have listener comments.
Well, since we didn't get to solar, you know, the previous motion is still in effect, that no funds are to be solicited until we have resolution of the issues of this. I, you know, did a lot of work to send out information to the board, and I look forward to having that conversation because I would like this to be resolved. A motion was passed in the Finance Committee to take this to the MFC since it has not been resolved at this board level. So, I mean, if we don't want to, you know, if we don't have time to talk about it, I mean,
can we just pass a motion to kill the damn project?
Yes.
15 minutes, can't we do that?
Yes.
We give you a whole lot of confidence in this organization.
Make a motion.
I move that we definitively end the solar project.
For now.
We have a quorum?
Well, we're not in the part of the agenda where motions are in order. Mr. Eisenberg, I'll point out to you again that we spent a lot of time on tonight's agenda to deal with something we wanted to add to the agenda. I'm taking listener comments at this point.
I guess we can stand here. We don't have
a microphone. There's a microphone coming in.
Hi, I got here late because I had to move again. I'm very concerned about how these so-called fundraisers continue to preempt. And please do not leave, Mr. Duncan.
I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm ready for
getting out of here. How all the Spanish speaking programming gets preempted?
I have to go.
No, you're never in touch. Yeah, you're never in touch.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So am I.
Never again.
It's not 5 o'clock.
All the Spanish programming has been preempted. They have three programs, and they get taken off the air, further doing more damage to this community. And aside from the solar panel project should have been killed a long time ago, because our main concern has always been our transmitting problem, right? Why is it that this body has never put its foot down and said, no, we're going to make sure that our airwaves are covered first before anything else gets pushed in here? But no, we can go in a week without it being on the air, and it's okay. And it's okay. And we don't even have a news department. I mean, how relevant do we want to be in the upcoming year? Let's wake up 2012. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Lexi to mention we have 90 seconds per person. So
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As a longtime listener and also someone who has a KBSK on, you know, the entire day in my own apartment, I find it very annoying that the previous fundraising efforts have been recorded and are used again over and over. And also, in some cases, they mention what day it is they're doing the recording, and then on air, they are acting on a different day, which makes our broadcasting look absolutely ridiculous. So there should be a policy, first of all, on using pre-recorded sessions again in a fund drive, and also there should be some, you know, monitoring of what's being broadcast so that people can delete references to the day they were on the first time or subsequently. And that should be a policy within the station and monitored by the program director.
Okay, I got
you. Thank you. I'd like to ask, by the way, that if people can put their comments in writing as well, but if I don't think in general that the comments are added to the minutes as individual items. So if people could submit their ideas and suggestions to me and share
Speak louder, please.
Sure. People who would like to submit in writing their comments to me as chair can send them to mnovick.kpfklsb@gmail.com.
mnovick.kpfklsb@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Shall I proceed or receive?
Yeah, go ahead.
Both my comments are addressed to managers, program directors, and the engineer if they were here. But one or two things would be good if the GM report was not made by email.
Second, Israel, I asked the attention of the body, please,
and
listen to comments.
Am I coming across clearly? Otherwise,
yes.
Thank you. It would be good if the GM report is also posted on the web prior to the meeting so that listeners at least could see it. I haven't even seen it at this point. So if you could pass that word on to him. Secondly, the solar project, just quickly, I hope there will be a discussion of this. An open session, I don't see any reason except very narrow contractual relations for anything about it to be in closed session. I'm in the dark. One of my friends who contributed to it asked me to find out what the hell is going on and is going to get his money back or is it going to be used properly. And so I'd like to know about that. I hope that we're going to continue better relations on the board. There have been improvements, and I congratulate Michael sincerely on this. My comment critical support had to do with the election statement, which I still stand by. But that doesn't mean that he isn't a competent, admirable guy, a good friend, and I wish him well in this. But we need to have more congenial, consensual, cooperative kinds of work of having statements. Otherwise, we're wasting our time spinning our wheels.
Could you pass the mic to the person?
My colleague,
certainly.
It's been proper to debate motions during the construction of an agenda. And members have a right to add motions to the agenda. So if a member of the body wanted something added to the agenda, it should have been added as the last item of new business without objection. Then when and if you finally got to that because people were being conservative of their time, that's when objections to consideration could be raised or when referral to committee might occur. But I think you saw tonight how a member, in arguing their motion and making controversial statements, defeated their purpose. So I would like to see an LSP that when a member brings an issue to the body, it is placed as the last item on new business without objection.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful suggestion. Thank you. Last comment.
Yes, I wish our general manager was still here because I'm looking forward to hearing about ICE raids and car confiscations by the end of this week. I would like to read to you excerpts from a letter that was received on the Occupy Los Angeles general list. It was sent by a specific official to that group, David Yesterday, to Occupy LA. It says, "Dear all, Jim Lafferty has his own show where he frequently promotes the work of a few of his colleagues, like Carol Sobel, who has made a considerable amount of money for her firm by representing activists. Some NLG lawyers are good. Remember, it is not a firm. You are always dealing with individual lawyers and their firms, not NLG as a monolithic entity. NLG is not the same everywhere either. Some chapters are quite vigorous and really pursue stuff." The writer goes on. "It is also pledge drive, so they were pitching the station, offering copies of the Occupied LA Times as a premium. That's in addition to the money raised during the Occupy that was supposed to come to it last pledge drive. Did it? And then there were the Occupy t-shirts. Don't get me started. Alan Minsky is the interim program director. The station manager is Frederick Duncan. The phone number at the office is blah. Some legit occupiers should demand airtime, retractions, and a real mic check on this BS.
Thank you.
Talk about being co-opted. Who needs the mainstream political machine when you have these people? Solidarity forever, dishonest, self-serving, co-opted bullshit never. Sincerely, Summer Reed, chair of the board of the Pacifica Foundation, with her phone number." I don't disagree with the sentiments here. I disagree with the fact that an officer of the Pacifica National Board had sent that to Occupy LA rather than or prior to bringing it to the Pacifica National Board.
Yeah.
I think it's completely inappropriate that a member of this body denigrates a host on the air and denigrates the fund drive and the expenditure of the money to a public body. Thank you.
Dina, are you going to step down? Okay, one last public comment.
Thank you.
Excuse me, once I want to thank everybody
There's two different spotlight applicants. His mother recently crossed over, and she's unemployed. And together, we were able to raise about $1,453. Today, we're going to Uganda. Even the mother is doing this very important time in her life. As well as, most importantly, for the people of Uganda and her area, that she was able to come. Because it's hard in Africa for people to realize that those of us in America don't have all the money to get the flag quickly when you're unemployed. Everybody thinks people in America have money. Right. Number two, hopefully that, and I know as a board that we don't dictate program content, but I think it's critical that Occupy LA has their own radio show. Okay. WBA has done that. I don't see the energy going here. This is read in a minute. Our general manager report that Live and Speaking is closing down. I don't know if they think Saturday morning is the best time for Occupy LA program, but I think Occupy LA needs to speak for themselves as opposed to as programmers for us speaking for them. I try to do the best I can, but I think that the young people, especially in Occupy LA, need to have their own show. BAI is doing that, so I think maybe we can put some pressure on Alan and on the general manager. I think they have to make, draw not only to our audience, but also, most importantly, integrate young folks who will listen to their program at KPFK, because they can tell people, impressionable people they work with, will actually have a voice on the air and they can rotate them. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I just want to point out that Elon laid out quite a bit of that money out of his own pocket, and if people can donate to assist him with the airfare for a simple, I think that would be very beneficial. I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Wait a minute.
The time has expired for the first time.
Excuse me.
The time has expired for listening to comments.
Yeah, so make an extension. There's only one person left.
I already made an extension.
Point of order.
I see the point of order. Mr. Lecter has had an end for a while. I'll call on him.
I'd like to move to extend the meeting for 10 minutes to discuss the motion on the solar power project by the Finance Committee.
Anybody second that? Thank you.
I'd just like to be able to write what she read yesterday. I'd like to put it into 2 minutes of context, since my name got raised as an officer of the Zunga Foundation, and I'll happily explain what that rose from. And so I would respectfully request a couple of moments, because I don't normally respond to public comments.
Personal privilege, yes.
I'm not fighting for time, I just want 2 minutes or a minute.
I haven't been in another meeting at 5 o'clock, so I'm trying to end this as quickly as possible. There's a motion on the floor.
Mark, you can take over.
Okay. Doesn't the point of order take precedence over a motion?
Yeah. All right. I will cede the chair to our capable vice chair.
Thank you for chairing, Michael Novick.
Congratulations.
Gotta hear you more loud.
Summer, you got your
point of order going on over there.
I think, Summer, because you were pointed out at the public comment that you do have a point of personal privilege to say.
Thank you. So, yes, to put in context, I completely wrote everything that Leslie read. The only error I made is somebody techie here can help me. I don't know how to change my automatic signature when I send something to my phone. So other than changing the appellation that I'm the chair of the board underneath my name, I have no problem with people knowing my phone number. I own everything I say. This arose, I would have asked the manager if I got to ask him a second question, out of the Lawyer Guild program that aired Thursday or Friday night, which had Mario Brito, Scott Schuster, Tamara Bain, and Jim Lafferty on there, where those individuals have been pretty much come under a lot of fire, let's put it that way, by many of the people at Occupy LA at the General Assembly for negotiating with the city, went on our airwaves and said the eviction was a good thing. Okay? Completely the antithesis of what everyone that's actually at Occupy actually thinks. That it was a good thing, and not that it was a violation of the First Amendment right, but yes, it's a good thing because now we can focus on organizing elsewhere, and now there are GAs all over town. And you bet I let Occupy Listserv know immediately that was on the air. People have been having trouble accessing that archive for the last 2 days, and that was the other question I was going to ask the manager, why can't anybody pull up this show? because a few people got it that night, and I will stand by it, and I'm not even done, because the lip service, like, it makes us look like nice people at Pacific and be on the outside lip service, see some of the ripping that goes on. But legitimately, things were presented on our airways that, like, nobody who participates in the General Assembly agrees with, and there was every reason to call that stuff out, and I'm sure I will have a continuing dialogue, as I've had at least 6 or 8 emails since yesterday going back and forth on this very subject. But that's what it's about. So other than simply making sure that my outgoing automatic signature doesn't say that, I will own those things. I don't need to bring them to the board, and I will bring bad misrepresentational co-opting stuff that goes out on our airwaves that claims to be part of political movements that nobody supports, and I'll bring up the attention of those movements every time I hear them. And so that's what that's about.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's
Yeah, I had made a motion to extend for 5 or 10 minutes to vote on the motion from the Finance Committee regarding the solar project, and I think that Fred had seconded me.
Yes, he did.
And Bob Barnett is a listener. He wanted to
Make
the motion.
No. Would you please get a motion, Mr. Gary?
Okay, sir.
Oh, I think I could remember.
Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Do we have a vote? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any objections?
Okay, do you want a vote count, or do you just want to, how do you want to do it?
All right, Allie, would you please say what you'd like to get out for the time remaining?
Well, there's a motion from the Finance Committee regarding the solar project in response to the general manager's so-called report to us on the project where he decided to move forward on it. And I have an assessment of the location made by the LAGWP, where they've assessed our location, not only the parking lot, but the entire roof. And I have copies for everybody. They've assessed that under ideal conditions, we would be saving about $100 a year by installing solar panels, which is a far cry from, I believe, what is it, $40,000 they're claiming?
$4,000
they're going to save it. So I just want everyone to have a copy of this. I also have a letter by staff that was signed by 20 staff members and programmers to the general manager, completely separate of the LSB, pleading with him to put this project on hold. And I have copies for anybody that wants it. This is completely separate. And finally, I just want to make one point. One of the arguments for continuing with this project that I've heard over and over again is, what do we do with the money we've already raised?
Exactly.
In the general manager's report, there is a mention of a failing air conditioner that we have to have replaced. And one of Dewberry's responses about the solar project and why he didn't want to put it on the roof was because he wanted to look into solar-powered air conditioners. I've looked into solar-powered air conditioners of the industrial strength that we would need for our building. The approximate cost installed is between $18,000 and $20,000, which is approximately what we've raised so far for this project. My suggestion is to use the money we've collected for a solar-powered air conditioner, which we need an air conditioner, and it still is consistent with our plea to our listeners to help solarize or decrease our footprint. This is what I'm going to say on the project, and I'm also going to encourage people to vote for the motion by the Finance Committee.
I would like to say also, in hearing this, that it solves a problem, Ali, I think, that is important, because the savings in electricity would be tremendous, because we have to pay, especially because of the archives, we have to keep that room very, very cold. So the savings in electricity, and then the air conditioning, if you've been up there, especially in the upstairs public room and so on, it's very uncomfortable, very hot, doesn't work right, so it would make it a better environment for all of us, and I'm sure that we'd realize we probably wouldn't have to wait 100 years to see the project pay for itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so Olivia, you had your hand up. You want to see
Yeah, I was just going to say, and that's separate. I mean, I think I actually think that's an
incredible idea. However, I would just say I personally would not defer to an LACWP assessment because it's in their best interest for us not to not solarize. But there are other arguments, obviously, that we should consider. I personally would also prefer a motion such as was just articulated, as opposed to something that may or may not happen. I mean, you know, management can turn around and do whatever they want now, but whenever you have a negative, at least if you propose an alternative, because the issue does, you just answered the concerns of many people, which is how to return that money. It's a huge issue, though, at the national board level. So, you know, that could either be amended, or it could be an additional recommendation to look into it and take this.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm going to read the facts so they know this is the fact. I mean, I've got letters next, Canada, Canada, Aaron, with everybody else like to speak, but if you do speak, this is not repeat, you just add to the discussion if you're appropriate.
Give time for the vote.
Okay. Oh, I'd like to leave time for the vote.
Are you going to move on? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know who said before, but I would like to see the solar problem project killed tonight. And let me just address something that Lily said, because I think this is the reason why Berners has been supporting this project. There is this mistaken belief that if we have solicited money for a project and we don't go with that project, then we have to return the money. That's nonsense. There's lots of case law. I would be happy to share it with you. I even went on and showed people that if somebody in the 1940s leaves in their estate money for the cure of polio, and they discovered polio cure in the 1950s, and the guy dies in 1960, do they have to return the money back to the estate? No, it can be used for something else. I even made a suggestion. When members of the PNB go to get into an airplane and have their bodies hurtled through space with carbon units, there's a lot of ways we could save much more than a ridiculous solar project. The order of business is you kill the solar project because it's stupid, it was never thought out, there were never three bids, it's been treated, you know, like a fait accompli from the beginning. And the only people I've heard defending it, they say, well, how do you return the money? You don't have to. You just implement a project that saves energy. And the last thing I would say is that there's a maximum of the law. Equity abhors waste. And when you see the price of this project and what the savings are, no court will, can somebody sue us? Yes, people sue us for everything. You don't even need a good case. But no court in the world is going to sit on a case where you canceled a project because it didn't pencil out and implemented a project that had vast savings of carbon units. So I think step one, if we have a quorum, I would like to see this project die tonight. And then we can take what Ali is talking about, along with other things. Sounds like an interesting project, but why do we have to rush into it?
Well, we got a couple of stuff going on here. I don't know if Leonard actually made a motion. Ali presented sort of the motion that came out of the Finance Committee to basically take it to the National Finance Committee, because we, you know, it's like this weird little thing. We have an off-budget project. We have a lot of on-budget staff and other expenses, so it's beyond what's working in terms of a budget or financial. So if we want to take a vote on the Finance Committee motion.
Can you read the motion?
No, John, do you have it up? Or when do you have it up? I close my
It was also emailed to the more
Yes, it was. Not only that, I sent my comments to Bernard's report, and I sent it to everyone. And in that, I did offer the air conditioning project as an alternative.
Okay.
So that's out there, which you've all read. Can you read the motion quickly?
Please. Or you want to read the motion and then
Thank you. Yeah, 7 seconds.
Whereas the solar project staff's report for management of November 2011 in response to the LSC motion did not address the LSC's concerns relating to unsoundness of the contract, the accuracy of the budget, or the science asserted in Sun Green's estimate, whereas former KPSK management did not return to the LSC with proposals, as the LSC authorized the operations director to do, but instead incorrectly signed a contract for $107,649, because this only officers of the corporation are vested to sign contracts, and with additional unbudgeted and unaccounted costs, bringing the possible total for the project up to or above approximately $150,000. Whereas press releases and promotional material contain speculative and misleading statements. Whereas former KPSK management presented the solar array project to the public and the LSB as a fait accompli and an off-budget project while still making use of station resources, including staff time, solicitation of donations during fund drive and otherwise, promotion on the website, promotion in the e-newsletter, and a special fundraising event promoted on air, the time spent in soliciting grants, all for an off-budget project with funds in a restricted account and not for the general operational budget of the station.
And therefore, results.
Whereas the October fund drive came in $180,000 under budget, and there are already significant outlays for unbudgeted expenses, such as for the transmitter, the Finance Committee moves that the solar project be brought to the National Finance Committee for review and recommendations as soon as possible, and that until that adjudication is obtained, there will be no further promotion, press releases, solicitation of donations, acquisition of grants, or any other actions that would act to fund this project. Motion passed without objection with one abstention in the Finance Committee.
Okay, call for the vote, please. All those in favor?
I'm
sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm not going to support this motion for the following reason.
Okay.
I believe, you know, I have not been given a status report. I have not given, you know, I don't think, I think it says president, if we vote for something like this, that means, you know, management will not, they go right to the National Finance Committee, and instead of coming right to the board here with contracts over $5,000 or engaging in any, and signing any contracts. So that's my, you know, the motion is good in nature, but I can't support it because of those reasons.
Point of order, we're past 10 minutes. Somebody needs to pass another motion extending the time.
Move to extend 5 minutes.
I second it.
All those in favor?
You should not have any objections. I have a friendly amendment to the motion.
There's one objection?
No, you have to go through the queue before you make the amendment. Do you have a queue?
But this would not be the request.
I know that. It's a queue. That's the basic one, I guess.
Sorry, no.
Oh, you don't?
Well,
no, I have to put my hand up.
Can you excuse?
Yeah, I just want to talk to Lawrence's objection. The point is, yes, the LSC has passed a motion that we approve all contracts over $5,000, which management did not respect. That was a previous management. At this point, the LSC does not control the finances of the station. That's management. We approve the budget or we fail to approve it. They have to come and give us a budget we approve and set up to the NFC. But the fact is, in law, this is a foundation, a Pacifica Foundation, and these are units, and we're a committee of the National Finance Board. We're not, we don't have any heavy-duty authority. Passing it up to the NFC, they can put the pressure on the ED, to put the pressure on the GM, they can make a stronger action. That's the reason. We can send something to Bernard and say, stop. He can choose to follow it or not. He doesn't work for us. He works for the ED, and the PNB. He doesn't work for the LSB.
Okay,
quickly. I have my concerns about this. I've spoken to them. I think we're doing this in a hasty fashion. It's entirely unclear to me why we need to send this to NFC. I want a meaningful discussion with the general manager of the room. My understanding is that this will go nowhere. It's still waiting for our review and our comment. I will vote no on this. It should not go to NFC. We're fully capable of managing our own house.
he did respond to our last response, and he said he's moving forward the project.
Exactly.
Did he not get his resume?
He said that in his minutes. In the other...
No. Yeah, he sent a long report to it.
A detailed report to you.
Yeah, I read that. I could support a motion that says it'll stop until our next meeting. I cannot support abrogating our authority and starting the precedent sentencing to NFC.
I concur with Ken. We have no power to affect this project. The only power we have is to send it up to the NFC, who can kill it. Period.
We haven't tried, Fred.
No, we tried.
No,
we
have to send a report.
Send a letter to Bernard.
Fred.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we wrap this up?
Call the vote. Did you read my report, my comments?
Yes, I did.
On his.
But thing? We don't have time here to discuss.
No, we don't. And basically, no matter what we vote, the NFC can obviously see whatever they want on our budget. So we can vote or not vote, but the NFC has authority.
We're going to call the vote, Kim.
Can I have a friendly amendment?
We'll have to vote on it. It'll just take us another half hour.
It's the recommendation of this body going up to the NFC that we recommend that this contract be canceled. It comes from, we're not booting it up to them, we're booting it up to them. It's a recommendation that be brought to them.
Let's vote.
I second.
Oh, Jesus. Well,
there's an issue here, and Lawrence is right.
I'm going to speak. Well, you jerk off once a month.
You're going to lose your quorum.
You called the vote before the amendment.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of the original motion presented?
Motion.
One extension.
Motion to adjourn.
Wait a minute.
Seven three, one extension, 13 members.
Please announce the vote. We had a
7-4.
13 members present.
No, 13.
Seven. Four.
Well, I don't have three, seven, three, one is what I wrote down.
Right, that's correct.
So if there are people who are not
motion passed.
Amen.